Welcome to this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. I'm Trista Polo from iwokeupawesome.com, and I am your host. Each week, we learn the story behind the vanity plates that you see out on the road. What did they say? What did they mean? Why did they choose it? This week, we meet Casey Milgram of Northeast Philly. She loves pigs, jeepin', and her family, not necessarily in that order. Let's get to know Casey and find out why she chose her plate, Love Pigs. Hey, welcome to Plate Story Podcast. I'm Trista Polo. This is Casey Milgram, this week's guest. Welcome, Casey.
Hi, thank you.
Now, Casey's license plate caught my eye and my sister's eye when we were in Philadelphia. We were actually staying with a friend of hers overnight. Her friend lives in South Philly, and it was like late at night, and we were driving in this teeny tiny little street. Like, my left tire was actually hitting the curb because I was trying my best not to hit cars. And she said, oh my gosh, look, there's one. So I handed her a postcard and she put it in your door. It was her very first time actually leaving a postcard for somebody. And she was caught by your license plate, which is Love Pigs. And we both loved it. We were like, we cannot wait to hear the story behind that. So welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So you live in Philly, Northeast Philly, but you weren't at your home when we spotted your plate, right?
No, I was at a friend's house.
So we got lucky.
Yes, you did.
Yes, we did.
In that little tiny street in South Philly. Yeah.
it was so tiny. And you have a Jeep. So yeah. You might have been one of the cars I was trying not to hit, to be honest.
Probably.
So tell me about your license plate. Why Love Pigs?
Simple. I just love pigs. I have always loved pigs. Started when I was 5. I had gone to this ice cream place with my aunt and some family, and they just had a big mama pig, and she had all of these little baby piglets nursing on her, and I fell in love with the mom. The piglets were cute, but I love that. She was huge. Yeah, and she's who I fell in love with.
Yeah, and so that love just kind of blossomed over your life. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, then you can see there are even pigs behind you. And so the love of actual live pigs turned into a love of pig figurines. When did that transition happen?
I guess once I got my own place, probably about 18, 19, I was out on my own, and you can start picking your own things to decorate. And then it just turned into Christmas, birthdays. Anytime anybody can get me something, it was pigs. People will see pig stuff at stores, in magazines, just anywhere. And think of me, and I get pig stuff from everybody.
So you moved into your first apartment when you were, did you say 19?
Yeah, it was like 19.
Mm-hmm. And so then you decided to start decorating. I want to ask you, it seems like in the beginning, maybe that made it really simple to buy you gifts. All I had to do was find a cute pig and I knew you would love it.
That was that. Yep.
But now, I mean, you have quite the collection. So now it must be hard to find one that you haven't received yet. Yeah. Do you get repeats?
No, actually I haven't got repeats. So my newest thing now is I'm trying to stick to salt and pepper shakers. I got a few of them behind me. And destination pigs. My daughter's friend is abroad right now studying Italy, Spain, Brussels. So I have her on the hunt for pigs everywhere she goes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I think it's adorable. And I love the one that is a bunch of pots.
Oh, yes. Yes. You said I had a Jeep, so someone in my Jeep group, a friend of hers made them. So, and she made all different kinds. A pig just happened to be one of them. Yes, I really like that one.
It seems like the kind of thing you would see on Pinterest that you would try and do, and it would turn out terrible.
Yes, that's why I had someone else make it for me.
I mean, this one turned out really super cute. Yeah. It looks like it has shorts on with the way the pot is.
Yeah, it's like little overalls. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. I mean, you're a Jeep girl, right? Because you have Jeepers on here. You have Muddy Girl on your Jeep.
Yeah.
Why do you love Jeeps so much? Because it seems like that's a culture, like a community.
The Jeep community is amazing. You have any problem anywhere, you just put out that call and you have 10 other people there to help you. But I just, off-roading is fun. Playing in mud, dirty. It's just fun. It's really nice, you know, getting together a group of your friends and just going out and having a good time.
So I wanted to ask you, because you sent me one and it was actually made for you by a customer of your daughter's. Yeah. So it sounds like the word's getting out about you. Tell me about that.
So she had worked at the time for one of the country clubs around us, and was just a member of the club who had come in all the time, and he was talking about things that he had made, like the it's a paper towel holder. So I guess just from talking to my daughter, he knew I had a thing for pigs. So he made that one for me. I thought that was really nice.
That's really to be inspired by you and your love of something, and then actually create something for you.
For it.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. It sounds like you have a pretty close-knit family. Do you get to spend a lot of time with them? Are they local to you?
We all live within 20 minutes of each other.
That's pretty local.
We are all born and raised Northeast Philly. So,
wow.
Yes.
My husband would never want to live within dropping in distance of any of our family. I'm calling him out. So why do you think your family is so close knit? What do you think is a secret to your connection?
I don't really, you know, my grandmother, I really have to say that. We've just always been close. We've always lived right next to each other. We grew up in an apartment complex. My aunt lived right there with me. My cousin, we grew up more as siblings than as cousins. And I don't think there's any secret. I just think, I don't know, we like each other. So, we just all get along. I worked with my aunt for a while at two different jobs. So, We're just close.
But I think that you pulled one little piece that I think is important. You said your grandmother probably had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
So what would you say your grandmother did to keep you guys close knit?
I don't know what it was. We've just always, my great grandparents and my grandmom, they all lived in the house together. So I grew up, my grandparents were just a really big part of my life. So so I can't say there's really just one thing. It's just that that's just how it's been my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just always my grandmother.
So. I love that.
Yeah.
How many of you are there? Like,
not a lot. And I think that that's what makes us, it was just us always.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made us a little bit closer too, because we were pretty much all we had. So. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you have kids.
Yes.
And one of them at least is not in this country, right?
My daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
My daughter-in-law. She is in Germany. She is stationed there with the army. If you see the pig behind me, the drawing.
Yes. I like that one.
She drew that for me.
Oh, see, I was going to ask you about that one too. You said it's your daughter-in-law.
Yes.
So is her spouse in Germany as well?
Not yet.
Okay.
So it is my daughter.
Your daughter. Okay.
She will be joining her shortly.
Mm-hmm.
There is just about as much physical, doctor's appointments, physical shots. It has taken her months. And they're still waiting for final clearance.
Are you sad?
I am.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Tell me something really special about her that you'll miss most.
This may sound corny, but my daughter is my best friend. We have a great relationship. We fight like crazy, but I think that's just because we're the same person. So sometimes that clashes, but we just have a great relationship. We do so much together. She had a Jeep herself for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we would Jeep together too. So it was nice. Yeah.
I have a similar relationship with my mom, so I can totally understand. And part of it is because we are so similar that we get along so well. And sometimes that can actually create, you know, some headbutting as well.
Very much, yes.
We always end up in the right place. Mm-hmm. And that's what matters most.
It never lasts long.
Yeah.
We'll fight and make up the same day. So
yeah.
I have an older son who is living on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what do you, I mean, let's not be just about the daughter, right? Let's share a little bit about your kids. Tell me about your son. What do you love most about him?
He's a great kid. Every parent says their kids are great kids. But, he's very, I don't know the right word I want to use, courteous. He's the type of kid that would stop to help an old lady cross the street.
Mm.
He'll take your bags and help you carry stuff. And I have to say, I did raise two really, really great children.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
And why do you think you were able to do that? What did you bring to being a mom that instilled respect and good work ethic and responsibility and honesty in them?
Again, that goes right back to my grandmother. You know, because that's how there were parts of my life that we lived with her too. So, yeah, that's just how it always was. You know, you worked for what you wanted. You're not handed everything. You need to have responsibilities. And yeah, I just instilled that in my children too. Plus, I would see the way these other kids would act at malls, and I would just threaten that I would beat them if I ever saw them acting that way. Yeah. I was a little younger when I had my children. So mm-hmm. I think, being younger may have helped a little bit too.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit more patience at the time.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I think I'm losing patience as I get older.
Oh, I can never do it now. Never.
Then I guess they're lucky you did it earlier, right?
Yes.
Tell me about your job, your profession. What do you do for a living?
I do title insurance.
Okay.
In the mortgage industry.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the mortgage industry about 20 years now.
Great.
I celebrated my 21st birthday at my first mortgage job, and it's just one of those industries, once you're in there, you're done. That's what they say. So I've been just different various positions, mm-hmm. you know, throughout, doing the title insurance now. So it's kind of a different side. I'm always used to being on the mortgage, the processing, that side of things. So to be on the back end and just a different angle.
Sure.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you attribute your success in life to?
I just think always having to make sure, you know, the bills were paid and the kids were taken care of and everything done. I just, you know, I knew I had to do. Mm. So hard work is something that I'm not afraid of. You know, I know I'd have to do. And just to go back to her again, my grandma, definitely, you know, because she was always there taking care of her parents. She was always working. She did pass of a cancer, I think it was about 7 years ago, and she worked. Thank you. She worked through her treatment. She worked until she physically could not anymore. So hard work is something my family is, you know, where, you know, we do.
You get it, honestly. Me too. I work very hard, and I think when I have it easy in my business and I don't have to work as hard, I add on other projects. I join an improv troupe. I start a podcast. You know what I mean? Like I have, I work really hard as well. And I enjoy it. I enjoy the work, and I'm motivated. I'm driven to do it. And it's definitely as a result of my grandparents, my parents, you know, everybody always worked hard in my family. So I definitely got it honestly like you did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time to turn the tables. What is the question you have for me?
So my question, going back to reading, was what book have you read that has had the greatest impact on you?
I drive a lot, so I listen to books Audible. Yeah. I listen to a ton of books. So I have one that I like to re-listen to, partly because it keeps me awake when I'm driving, but then I get really sucked into the story, and that's Twilight. My fluffy, guilty pleasure. And I have all four on my Audible, so if I start the first one because I'm driving home late, you know that's what I'm listening to until I'm done with all four.
Until you're done, yes.
But I'm gonna tell you that my answer that I'm going to give you is when I was a kid, my mom got me the boxed set of Abraham Lincoln books. Yeah. And so it was in a box, and the edges, the binder of the book, each one had a piece of his face. So when they were all in the right order, it had his face on the, facing outward. And I just read those books over and over and over again as a kid. And I couldn't tell you right now what any of them said, because I was a kid, but they were comforting to me. And I was so comforted by Abraham Lincoln's life and what he stood for and what he fought for and who he was. Yeah, and it really made a huge impact, even though I have no idea what any of the books said today.
It's still something that stuck with you.
I'm clear that it had a huge impact on me as a kid. While I've read hundreds, maybe even thousands of books since then, those stuck with me throughout all these years.
They're the ones that you think of.
Good question.
Thanks. I put a lot of research into it.
I can tell. That was not a throwaway. That was a tough one. That's great. So I've had so much fun getting to know you and learning about you. You know, when we started this conversation, you were a woman who really loved pigs. And now I can really tell that you're somebody who loves your family, who adores your children, and who likes to make a difference in the way that you can, which is in your job and your life and all the things that you do. Absolutely. So and jeeping.
Can't forget the jeepin'.
That's awesome. Well, it was so great to have you on my podcast. Thanks for being
so
here.
Fun.
Any final words before we conclude?
No, just thanks. I'm glad that it wasn't a parking ticket and that it was your postcard.
I'm glad it wasn't a parking ticket too.
Yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity. It was really fun.
Absolutely, it was my pleasure.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Trista's Plate Story Podcast. Please subscribe to Trista's Plate Story Podcast to get the story behind all those vanity plates driving with you on the road. And if you would like to nominate the owner of a license plate, including you, or visit any of our partners and sponsors, come see us at platestory.com. That's PL8story.com, and give us the details. If you enjoyed this episode, please drop a review and give us a share. I'm Trista Polo, wishing you well on the road to your next adventure.